October the 31st. Grans had died the night before Halloween. Since then, even though it's been 4 years, this has always been a sad time of year for me. For Mum too, though she doesn't always say it. Instead, she immerses herself in getting August's costume ready, since we all know Halloween is his favourite time of year. This year was no different. August really wanted to be a Star Wars character called Boba Fett, so Mum looked for a Boba Fett costume in August's size, which, strangely enough, was out of stock everywhere. She went to every online store, found a few on eBay that were going for an outrageous amount, and finally ended up buying a Jango Fett costume that she then converted into a Boba Fett costume by painting it green. I would say, in all, she must have spent 2 weeks working on the stupid costume. And no, I won't mention the fact that Mum has never made any of my costumes, because it really has no bearing on anything at all. The morning of Halloween, I woke up thinking about Grans, which made me really sad and weepy. Dad kept telling me to hurry up and get dressed, which just stressed me out even more, and suddenly I started crying. I just wanted to stay home. So Dad took August to school that morning, and Mum said I could stay home, and the two of us cried together for a while. One thing I knew for sure, however much I missed Grans, Mum must have missed her more. All those times August was clinging to life after his surgery, all those rush trips to the ER, Grans had always been there for Mum. It felt good to cry with Mum, for both of us. At some point, Mum had the idea of our watching The Ghost and Mrs. Muir together, which was one of our all-time favourite black and white movies. I agreed that this was a great idea. I think I probably would have used this weeping session as an opportunity to tell Mum everything that was going on at school with Miranda and Ella, but just as we were sitting down in front of the DVD player, the phone rang. It was the nurse from August's school calling to tell Mum that August had a stomachache and should be picked up. So much for the old movies and the mother-daughter bonding. Mum picked August up, and the moment he came home, he went straight to the bathroom and threw up. Then he went to his bed and pulled the covers over his head. Mum took his temperature, bought him some hot tea, and assumed the August's Mum role again. Via's Mum, who had come out for a little while, was put away. I understood, though. August was in bad shape. Neither one of us asked him why he had worn his bleeding scream costume to school instead of the Boba Fett costume Mum had made for him. If it annoyed Mum to see the costume she had worked on for 2 weeks tossed on the floor, unused, she didn't show it.